What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, so we're going to get back to your phone calls here in a moment. Tiger's playing much better, and it's a lot more fun around here these days to do this show. And certainly 8-3 their last 11. They've won a few series in a row. They've got a Houston team now that they could close out the series with a win tonight. And a sweep would really put Houston on the ropes for trying to get one of those top two wild card spots, at least as it pertains to Detroit. But Gator, I was asking about everybody's favorite moment or what was the most important thing that came out of last night. And I just looked down and somebody on hold actually has mine on line three. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Then we agree.
Yeah.
We agree. And we won't steal his thunder. We'll let him steal our thunder. Chuck, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Sorry to steal your thunder. Yeah, I thought that the at-bat by Wenzel Perez was just incredible. What did he have, 12 pitches and missed a home run twice, you know, by really close, and then he finally hits it out. Usually that ends in a strikeout for most people. But he saw the 12. I thought that set the tone for the game.
It was awesome. So for people who weren't watching the game or don't remember what happened or didn't see that part of the game, whatever the case is, he gets behind 0-2, okay? And he's down 0-2, strike looking, strike swinging. Then curveball for a ball, foul ball. Now, I think the fourth pitch was the foul ball that he yanked. He hit it a mile, but he yanked it pretty far foul down the right field line. When the ball first hit the bat, TV angle thought, ooh, probably didn't look that way live. It went reasonably well foul. Then it was ball, then a foul ball, then another foul ball. Then a ball, so the count's 3-2. He looks at a 3-2 pitch, and this one he hits deep down the right field line. And as Jason Benetti, it finished two seats foul of the foul pole. And the next pitch, he actually keeps it fair and hits a home run. He was 0-2. It was a 10-pitch at bat. He hit two that had the distance that were just one that was just foul, another was a little bit more foul. What a great at bat for Wenzel. And got the Tigers on the board, took a 1-0 lead. Big moment in a big game. Wenzel Perez, who Gator, you keep talking about and have talked about, is one of the most unsung heroes on this team. Chuck, I don't know if you saw the quote after the game from AJ Hinch, but he said something along the lines of, you know, you can tell how much I like a player by how much I play him. I'm going to have to see if I can find that direct quote. But and Wenzel is getting a lot of playing time. So big moment.
I thought we had to score first. Because when they got the bases loaded with nobody out and didn't score, I go, we've lost. but I see when we scored first, it changed the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, if the thing about the whole why I didn't think they'd lost is, remember, Houston kind of did the same thing. Houston had runners at second and third with one out in the first inning, and it went strikeout, walk, bases loaded, and then the line out the center. Here's what's funny is I pulled into my driveway with the bases loaded and two outs, and I'm like, I'm going to sprint in and see this last at bat because it's top of the first and Houston's threatening. And when I got in, they were in a commercial break. And I can't find the highlight of what happened. But it says line out to the outfield. So the last out of the first inning, I don't know how – it didn't look like it was hit that hard. I think it was 80-something off the bat. I did look that up. But anyway, yeah, both teams threatened and had to be disappointed that they didn't score early. But yes, the Perez bat, that was, I thought, the best part of last night's game, and so did you, Gator.
Yeah, it's just Wenzel Perez as a whole, what he has done for this team. He had a bad month of July, and outside of that, he's played extraordinarily well. In August, he's hitting .340 in August with a .1027 OPS. You couple that with the other guy that I has really picked up his game, has become one of the steadiest Tigers all season long, is Colt Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Colt Keith is hitting .354 in the month of August with a .1043 OPS.
Yep.
You want to keep adding to that. Okay, how about Kerry Carpenter? What has Kerry Carpenter done? Kerry Carpenter's hit .283 for the month, but his OPS is .1010. You're welcome.
Stat of the day.
Three guys in the lineup every day with an OPS over the last month of over 1,000. These guys are carrying the team right now. And you go back to the beginning of the season, the first half of the season, you had guys like Gleyber Torres and Javi Baez and Riley Green. Those were the guys that were really carrying this team. Now you're seeing a different group over the last month emerge, and really the last 6 weeks, and it's Perez, it's Keith, it's Carpenter. Dingler to an extent has kind of been on both sides of it with some flashing early and some flashing late. But they're getting a different contribution from these guys now than the guys that were doing it in the first half. The guys in the first half got to get back to playing good baseball again. Riley Green is at least being somewhat productive. You know, his average isn't good for the month, but it's gotten better in the last couple weeks compared to where it was in the first couple weeks. Torque has been remarkably steady,
mm-hmm.
But it's Gleyber Torres and Javi Baez and Riley Green that are the guys that are going to have to get back to some semblance of what they were in the first half of the season to really kind of lift this team even more and make them a favorite to win a World Series.
248-539-9797. Let's go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, D.
What's going on, DK?
Hey.
Gator Kane.
Hey, D.
On this rainy day, we got to get this big game in tonight. I know that. Hey. Let's call Stephanie Mead from Fox 2 and see what that weather looking like. You got a number?
We don't, but I guess the shout out has been made there. Stephanie is Stephanie Mead from Fox 2. Will there be a game tonight?
Hey, let's get it in. Hey, shame on me, fellas, because
sorry.
Shame on me, bro, because 2 weeks ago I hit the panic button. I was shaking in my boots.
It's okay.
We were giving up homers at an alarming rate, and I was like, this pitching is not going to get it done. Cleveland on our butt, and I guess I was wrong, bro.
No, it's okay. Look, I mean, that's the great thing about this, D, is that seasons are long, and I think the Tigers very authentically stunk. I mean, they authentically stunk for that stretch of games, but it was so bad, I couldn't believe that was who they were. I mean, it's almost like Milwaukee is so hot, they're not going to keep that up. Detroit was so bad, they weren't going to keep that up.
Exactly. And one more point. Do anybody realize this overall team power we are possessing? Now, you would have thought the L.A. Dodgers would have guys with 30 or more homers, three or four guys. We got guys that we're going to have three guys with 30 or more homers, which haven't been done since 2009 with the great Miggy, Maglio, and Curtis Granderson. So we're going to have three guys with 30-plus homers plus a gang of other players with 10 or more. All the Dylan Dinglers, the Baez, the Torres. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time you've seen this much overall team power?
It's a good question. They're in the top 10 in the majors in home runs hit this year.
We right up there with L.A., right, Dave? I mean, DK? We right up there with L.A., I know.
Let's take a look here. Tigers are eighth with 163 home runs. The Dodgers have 185. So,
okay.
Dodgers out in front. I mean, the Yankees have 195, but they play in that little bandbox.
Right.
So the ball flies out of there. But, yeah, the Tigers have provided a ton of power.
Yeah, I don't know if Carpenter will get to 30, but he's got a chance. He's got 22. It's a big ask for him to get to 30. But it doesn't matter. I just do what they can in the postseason.
Hey, Gator, all Carpenter got to do is hit two in one game, and he on his way. Hey, fellas, love the show. Let's get this big game in tonight.
Appreciate it. Shout-out has been made, or the call-out has been made. Stephanie Mead, Fox 2.
Let us know what's up.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, it's – I think I haven't looked at – I think the rain's supposed to stop.
Maybe. Well, I can say this. Dave Burkett, a Free Press Lions writer, said that no open practice for fans today is because of the rain right now. So
yeah.
That I can confirm without Stephanie.
All right. So what do we got? Chances of precipitation go down to less than, it's like 20% around game time, for what it's worth.
Well, I just checked Stephanie Mead's Twitter, and she has yet to post something today about the...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media. And use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Weather, so that's a little disappointing.
You let down, huh?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
248-539-9797 for all of you not named Stephanie Mead, but in case you are Stephanie Mead, you can let us know if the game's going to be played tonight. Tigers with a big win. What was your favorite thing to come out of it? There is more to unpack from what we hope is indicative. Look, they're not... This was first half of the season, Tigers. It was the best that they can be. The truth is usually somewhere in the middle, right? And, you know, I don't think they were as bad as the worst version of themselves, but more often than not, this team has rewarded its fans this year. So, it was a good win, good stretch. We'll get to more cool stuff that happened last night. Coming up next hour, Brad Holmes talks about whether or not he would add to this roster if a big move was available. You hear what he had to say.
Do we have to put another shout out to find out where we got that? What source we got that from?
What do you mean?
Well, we had a shout out to Stephanie Mead. Should we give a shout out to Kay Adams?
You want Kay Adams to call the show now?
Why not?
Sure, Scott. Go ahead and ask her.
Kay, you see anything wrong with that?
We got two phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
They call at the same time.
Well, if Kay Adams is still in town and wants to call.
I'm saying, you know. Yeah.
She was the one that asked the question.
Yeah.
Would you add,
yeah,
given the Trey Hendrickson rumors, maybe Micah Parsons rumors, and blah, blah, blah. We'll hear what Brad Holmes had to say.
Is her voice in the cut, too, or no?
Yeah, I think it is, actually, Gator. Okay. There you go.
Just want to give, you know, proper attribution.
Yeah, right. You miss 100% of shots you don't take, Doug. Michael Scott.
Yep. Gator's shooting his shots this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
You heard us about recent air quality alerts, right? Well, if you're concerned about the air you breathe, contact CGC Home Services. CGC offers Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. We got one in our household, and my wife is very happy about that. Air or water concerns, contact CGC Home Services. They can help identify and prevent flooded basements and other water-related issues. To CGC Home Services and Connecticut for peace of mind. Learn more today. 855-339-4242. That's 855-339-4242.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.